It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to the Palace here in Coldwater, Wayne Street Market pregame show. Indians JV team lost a close one. It was 19-15, so varsity game coming up here in shortly. And we're actually going to take a quick break and then come back with the starting lineups here after this, here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at the Palace here in the Wing Street Market pregame show, where I will go over the starters for both teams here. For Coldwater, number 2, Katie Leach. Number 3, Allie May. Number 10, Ainsley Parlamer. Number 11, Lauren Galind. And number 12, Courtney May. And starting for the Indians is number 15, Brooke Collig. Number 20, Brooke Collig. Number 20, Kira Wendell. Number 21, Olivia Patch. Number 22, Val Mollenkamp. And number 24, Allie Vaughn. So as your starters, remember, coming up tonight, boys will travel to Fort Laramie to take on the Redskins. And then next week, the girls are at Franklin Monroe Tuesday. Thursday, the girls host Marion Local. Friday, the boys are at Marion Local. And then Saturday, both the girls and boys will host Miss Stonewall Valley. Records for the varsity teams: Fort Recovery is 6-8, 1-4 in the conference, and Coldwater is 7-7 and 2-4 in the conference. Our sponsors for tonight's game: first quarter, KL Tractors; second quarter, Follow Mechanical; third quarter, Fort Camp Excavating; and fourth quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. And always Hall Brothers foul line and tin cover tip off. Like I said, Indians JV team falls. Guggenbiller had 3 points. Gruby had 2. Vupel had 5. And Hope Wendell had 5. So Indians come up on the losing side. Coach Vaughn's team will now go to 5-10. And we do not have the score or the record for Coldwater. So we're going to take a break here, and National Anthem is coming up, so we'll be back after this to start the Tin Cover Tip-Off. Thank you, Wayne Shea Market, for the pregame show here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Uh-huh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Ohio who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's condition. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong. Hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will have 2 new members in its 2019 induction class. The induction ceremony will be held between the JV and varsity boys basketball games against Mississinewa Valley, scheduled for Saturday, February 2nd. The 2 new inductees will join the 41 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2019 inductees are Tiffany Garkey McEldowney and Holly Stein Gann. Tiffany Garkey McEldowney participated in 4 sports while at Fort Recovery High School, earning a total of 10 varsity letters. She earned 1 letter in softball and 1 in track, where she was a member of the regional qualifying team in the 4x800. She earned 4 letters in basketball. She was a first-team All-MAC selection for 3 years. She also earned first-team All-District during her junior and senior seasons. Tiffany ranks 10th in career scoring with 471 points and 5th in career rebounds with 642. She also ranks 3rd and 5th in season rebounding totals with 251 and 245. Tiffany was a mainstay for the Fort Recovery High School volleyball team during her 4 years of high school. She lettered each of her 4 years and accumulated an impressive list of statistics and honors. She recorded 1,397 kills, 462 blocks, as well as nearly 700 digs and 100 aces in her career. She was selected first team All-MAC 3 times and first team All-District 3 times. During her sophomore through senior seasons, she was also chosen as third, second, and first team All-Ohio, respectively. After graduation from Fort Recovery High School in 2007, Tiffany continued her volleyball career at the University of Dayton, where she was a four-year varsity letter winner, helping the Flyers to A-10 regular season and tournament championships in 2007, 8, and 9. The second inductee is Holly Stein-Gann. Holly participated in 4 different sports at Fort Recovery High School during her career from 2003 to 2007. She earned a total of 11 varsity letters, 4 in basketball and track, 2 in volleyball, and 1 in cross country. She was a star on the basketball court. She scored 1,048 points, which ranks her 6th in career scoring. She was 7th in career rebounds with 513 and 3rd in career steals with 240. She ranks in season-high categories, standing 6th in steals with 79, 4th in threes made with 44, and 16th in scoring with 332 points. Holly was first-team All-MAC during her junior and senior seasons, and she won numerous team awards during her career. Holly also excelled in track and field at Fort Recovery High School. She holds the school record in shot put and discus. She participated in the state track and field meet during her sophomore, junior, and senior seasons, and she reached the podium with a 7th place finish at state in the discus as a senior. Holly was team MVP in track during her junior and senior years. After graduation, Holly attended Defiance College, where she competed in both basketball and track for 2 years. She is still in the record book at Defiance College for free throw shooting, the discus, and the javelin. Congratulations to Tiffany Garkey-McEldowney and Holly Stein-Gann, 2019 inductees into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at the Palace. Here in cold water. The Cavaliers are taking on the Fort Recovery Indians varsity girls competition. Mollenkamp and Gilland will go up for the tip. Thank you, Wayne Street Market and the Tin Cupboard tip-off. It's about to happen, and we're entering the K&L Tractors first quarter. Kowar will get the first possession. May will have the ball top of key. She'll give it over to Gillen. She'll hit, try to get to number 2, Leachy, on a backdoor cut. She loses it, got balance. So it'll go back to the Indians.
That she was wide. She was wide open.
So this will be the Indians' first possession of the game. Kira Wendell will get it over to Allie Vaughn in corner. She'll dribble middle with it. She'll back it out for Coach Patch. Val Mollenkamp will have it, gives over to Kira. Kira will then drive, try to get to Brooke Kyle, and she was wide open and goes out of bounds. So 2 backdoor cuts go out of bounds for both teams to start the game. So Kowar will get back. Gillen will give it to May, and she'll give it back to Leachy. Started heavily by Kira Wendell and Allie Vaughn. They'll put a trap in. They'll get to May, up to Gillen. Gillen will give it back to May. May dribbling around, guard by Brooke Collig. She'll get over to Leachy. Leachy will get a screen by Harlemer. And she'll use it. She'll give it back up top to number 11, Gillen. Gillen will go middle with it and dish back towards the baseline. She'll put up a shot, no good. Rebound by Val Mollenkamp. So she'll bring it up for the Lady Indians here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Little tip pass there by the Indians. The Indians will get back, though. Allie Vaughn has the ball around the left wing. Gives it to Mollenkamp in the patch on the 3. Ball up, no good. Rebounded by number 11.
First time I've seen Gillen. Lydia Patch take a 3-pointer.
I don't think I've ever seen her shoot three.
You know, I've been watching her all year. That's the first time I've seen her take a three-pointer, so yay.
Leachie will get over to Gillen. I think Gillen was a volleyball stud for Cold Water.
Yeah, she was. She was the MAC Player of the Year this year. Nice player. Just an all-around athlete. Girl can do it all.
Gillen will give it out to Leachie for three up, and no good. Rebound by Allie Vaughn.
Great box out.
She'll take it the other way. Allie will then dish off to Brooke Hogg for about a three-footer up, no good, too long. Leachie will get the board, and she'll give it off to Allie May. May will get up to Gillen. Gillen guarded by Vaughn will dish out to
long three.
Courtney May, that was actually Allie May for three up, no good. Rebound by the Indians. Where Kolick has in the corner. She'll try to get into Patch, you know, go off Leachie, so it'll stay with the Indians. So we're still scoreless here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Here we'll find Allie, and there we go.
Nice. There's our two.
Allie Vaughn will put the first points up on the board for the Indians today. Harlemer will get it up to Gillen. They're on 2-1 situation. Libby Patch, and Gillen will put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Courtney May.
I'll tell you, for being 2-on-1, Libby Patch did a real nice job playing defense there. I don't know if Gillen just didn't play it right, but great defense by Libby Patch.
Harlemer will give it up to Allie May. She'll give it to Gillen. Gillen will then put about a 15-footer up, no good. Rebounded by Courtney May. I'm not sure if Allie Vaughn knew it was the ball was in the air.
Where it was at.
And Kowal will keep it. Courtney May will fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by Allie Vaughn. So it'll go the other way. She'll give it up to Val Mollenkamp. Val will slow it down, bring it out to Allie Vaughn. And she'll then lose it, and it'll go out of bounds.
Just mishandled it a little bit there.
Number 21, Paige Seifring and Brenna Homan checking in for the Cavs and the Indians. So Leachie will get the inbound. She will walk it across the timeline. 2-0, Indians up here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Leachie will give it over to Harlemer. Back up top to Leachie. Leachie will drive, dish out to Seifring. Seifring will drive middle with it, get out to Gillen. Gillen will then hit Harlem on a backdoor cup. No good. Rebounded by Brenna Holman. So go the other way. She'll hand it off to Kira Wendell. She'll give it up to Val Mollenkamp. Then Val will then lose it, and it will stay with the Indians.
Ooh, I'm not sure about that one. I don't think anybody else is real happy about it, but I'm not down there, so I can't see it.
Like I said, in the JV game, we're about a mile up. So
we can't really make any calls, can we?
Brandon Holman's going to find Olivia Patch on an open pass. So Patch will put it in, and it will give the Indians a 4-0 lead here to start the game. I think that's what Patch wanted, an early lead against the Cavs. May will bring up a guard by Allie Vaughn. She's just dribbling around at the very top, and Ivan's putting good pressure on her. She'll give it over to Gillen. Gillen dribbling around, guard by Olivia Patch. She'll go middle with it. She'll lose it. Ball's on the floor. She'll get back, and it'll be a foul, but she'll be on the ground. And it will be a foul on
somebody. There was three of them around her.
Number 24, Allie Vaughn, her first, team's first of the half. This is a four-quarter game. Not the JV game. It was a two-quarter game. I'm not sure if a lot of people knew about that, but we're here in the varsity game.
Yep.
Paige Fortkamp will come down with the board after Katie Leachie's miss. So the Indians will get back up 4-0 here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Kira Wendell gives over to Fortkamp, over to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive middle and try to go through a double team, and she does. She gets tripped up, so she'll go line shooting two.
Nice aggressive play by Allie. I love when she drives to the basket. You know something's going to happen.
Foul will be on number 10, Harlemer, her first, team's first. And Vaughn will step to the Hall Brothers free throw line, shoot two. First time stepping line for both teams, and first one is up and good. So makes it 5-0. Coldwater is still struggling to put points up on the board. Vaughn will get her second at the Hall Brothers foul line. Is up and short off the front part of the rim, and it'll be out of balance. It'll go to Coldwater. Fortkamp had a chance to grab it, and it goes off her fingertips. So
Just missed it.
Yep, and Coach Patch is going to put the Indians into a man-to-man press. Mm-hmm. And Kawhi will get out of it. Allie Mae will bring it up. 5-0 here in the first quarter. Guarded by Vaughn. She'll give it to Harlemer. Harlemer will bring it back up and give it over to number 3, Allie Mae. Allie will drive middle with it, then back it out. She'll get over to Leachy. She'll then hand off to number 3, Allie Mae. Up top to Gillen, a long 2 up and no good. Rebounded by Paige Fortkamp. She'll give it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie will cross the timeline with it. She'll be guarded by Seifring. Indians get into Patch and she'll lose it on a pass. And Harlemer will hand it off to Katie Leachy. She'll give over to May and she'll try to get into Gillen, and she does. She'll turn around, face Patch, and she'll go middle with it, and then she'll be fouled. I thought she lost the ball, but
I did too. But again, we're way up here, nosebleed, so.
Now it'll be Allie Vaughn's second, team second, so I'm guessing probably Brooke Collig is coming in for her.
Thinking that would have been a good no call. That's what that would have been.
Yeah, and Gillen will step to the Hall Brothers foul line. Her first one is up and good.
Give them their first point of the game.
Yep. So. What about, I'm not sure, is it 7 minutes for varsity, I'm guessing, or 8? I'm not sure, but it was a good 5 or 6 minutes without a point.
Yeah, I don't know. What do we start at, 7 or 8?
I think it's,
we should
I'm
know.
Not sure.
I'm not sure either. Oh, Lord, we'll know here in a little bit.
And she makes her second, and it gives Kowar their second point of the game. Indians still up 3. Brandon Holman has the ball, going baseline with it, and she'll be fouled.
I thought she was pushed even before that, but she got the call irregardless. So.
Foul will be on Allie Mae, her first, team second. And Val Mollenkamp checks back into the game for Olivia Patch. Kira Wendell will get it into Fortkamp, and she'll lose it, and it will stay with the Indians. Brooke Collig will inbound it into Kira Wendell. Here, then go middle with it. Dish out to Fortkamp into the corner to Brenna Homan. Brenna dribbling around, gets it to Fortkamp on the left corner. She'll give it out to Brooke Collig. Minute 45 left here in the Cannon Chargers Sales first quarter. Brenna Homan has the ball, gives it up to Fortkamp. All the way around to the corner to Brooke Collig. Brooke is on dribble with it, give it over to Val Mollenkamp. Val will go middle, dish out to Fortkamp. I'm just trying to get there, see what kind of look Patch wants. And let's just get the ball around and try to get into the post, and which they do. Mollenkamp will be, I thought, fouled, but Fortkamp comes up with it, puts up a shot, and she'll be fouled. So she'll step to the Hall Brothers foul line to shoot 2.
She does a good job of getting rid of that ball quick. She don't hang on to it too long. She's going to try to score.
And especially down below, I mean, bigger girls are. I mean, go give them a little pump and see if they can, you can get them off the ground. Mm-hmm. And she did.
Yep.
She was fouled, so she'll set the line. She makes her first. So that gives the Indians a 4-point lead here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Paige will get her second. It's up. And bank shot in. Wow.
Don't see that too often.
So that'll give the Indians a 5-point lead. Allie Mae. We'll give it over to Seifring of Coldwater. Seifring will drive baseline on Brenna Homan. She'll then back it out, and she'll pick up her dribble. She'll give it over to Allie Mae. Mae will then get screened by Gillen, and she'll use it. And guarded by Brooke Collig. Probably one of the better defenders on four recoveries.
Yep. I think in the league, honestly.
And they turn it over. Kira Wendell will come up with it. She'll give it over to Brenna Holman. Brown will pull about 15-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Gillen of Coldwater. And Allie Mae will bring it up. 36 seconds left here in the K&L Tractor Sales first quarter. Indians up 5. Mae will give it over to Harlemer. Or that's actually Courtney Mae. I'm not sure. I'm guessing maybe sisters.
Yeah, probably. Most likely.
Then she'll fire a cross court to Gillen, and she'll throw up a long two up no good. Rebound by Brenna Holman. Then Brenna will give it to Kira, and it'll be 13 seconds left. Patch is going to call out something. 5 seconds left. Innings up five. She'll dish out to Brooke Hogg. Brooke will fire up a three up, ooh, and it'll be off the top of the backboard. And
rushed that one, didn't
she? Yeah, she had at least another second to even set her feet, and she kind of threw it up there. I thought it was going to hit the little line that connects with the rim or the top part of the backboard, but... And that'll be our quarter.
Yeah.
7-2.
Good lead. A good quarter for us, I think. Very patient and taking the right shots. So.
For sure. So we'll be back after this to start the Follow My Candle second quarter here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio. Endings up 5.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at the Palace here in Coldwater. Indians up 7-2. The only 2 points Coldwater scored is off 2 free throws, so Indians doing a good job on the defensive end. Macy Day will fire it over to Paige Fortkamp. Up top to Kira Wendell. She'll be joined by Val Mollenkamp and Olivia Patch, Fortkamp, Kira, and Macy on the floor to start the second quarter for the Indians. Mollenkamp will fire up a long two or a long three, and Fortkamp will clean it up and put it in. So
it was an easy put in. Nice rebound and put back. That's what we got to see.
So the Indians now extend their lead 2-7. May will give it up top to sister Courtney May over to Leakey in the corner, up for three, up and good.
Okay, now we know who the shooter is. We need to get in her face, right?
Yep. And it looks like Coldwater's in a 1-2-2 zone. And Patch will get into Mollenkamp. Nice. Good move by Mollenkamp. Up and no good. Rebound by Mollenkamp. It'll go out of balance. It'll be off Coldwater. So.
Good move by Val. But I tell you that Gillen, she's so quick. She made a nice defensive play there to keep Val from getting
to
shooting.
Is she going somewhere to play volleyball or basketball?
She is. She's going to Ball State to play volleyball.
So Mollenkamp, that seemed to always the threat at Coldwater. She's been, it seems like she's been there forever too.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Mollenkamp will put a long two up and good. So Indians are on a roll now. They're on 11-5 run in this game so far here in the Baller Mechanical second quarter. 6:32 left. Indians up 6.
And Val Mollenkamp just got her first 2 points. So that's good to see. Hopefully we can keep using her and she can keep getting some points for us.
And it'll be a blocking foul on Kira Wendell. While Harlemer would try to go baseline, Allie Vaughn going to check back in the game with 2 fouls. So Patch is feeling a little risky here.
Yeah, he is.
I like the trust in Vaughn, and Vaughn's one of their better, I would say, defenders and a decent shooter. So Patch is going to have to use her.
Yep.
Gillen's going to fire up a long three up. No good. Rebounded by Paige Fortkamp.
I'll tell you, the athleticism of that girl is, Paige Fortkamp is, it's pretty fun to watch. She's really come to herself in basketball.
Heck of a swimmer, too, and a heck of a volleyball player.
Yeah,
I
mean, she just does
see,
it all.
You don't see three sport athletes.
Right.
And especially at her type. I mean, she's really getting all three.
Yep.
Macy will get over to Fortkamp. Fortkamp up top to Val Mollenkamp. Val will fire up a three, up and good. That's a mistake of Coldwater right there.
Yep.
Can't leave Val Mollenkamp wide open on the three.
Nope.
Because she'll splash it.
Yeah, I think I might have heard her mom holler, shoot it. I don't know if it was her or not. I've got earbuds on, so I'm not sure. But
So Kowar get back. Harlemer will find Leakey. And she wants to fire out a three, and she does. And it's up and good.
Yep, now we know. That's two. Got two are a little bit too late.
Yep, two threes this quarter for Leakey, and she'll be the leading scorer for the Cavs so far. And Fort Recovery comes down, turns over, so go back to the Cavaliers. Leakey will bring it up. 5:15 left here in the Father Mechanical second quarter. May will have the ball. Courtney will dribble and then give it off to Gillen. Gillen will fire up a long two up, no good. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp. Val will take it up herself. She'll hand it off to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp will give it back to the Val in the corner. Val will go middle with it, dish off to Vaughn. Vaughn will go dish out to Fortkamp, wide open, sets her feet up, no good, long. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will give Puff a second chance point, chance, and she'll miss it. So we'll go back to the Cavaliers. Katie Leach, she comes up with the board. Up to Seifring for Coldwater, 14-8. Our score, 4:32 left. Gillen then will be fouled by...
Macy
Day. Okay. So,
I wouldn't have written Macy or Paige.
I was trying to read the fingers by
finger. Can't see it from up here.
Here, one of them check in for Fortkamp, and Brandon Homer will come in for Macy Day. Leakey will inbound into Gillen. Gillen will then be wide open for 15 footer up and good.
We need to be a little tighter on defense, I think. We're letting them take shots they shouldn't be taking. So,
And now Coldwater's back in this game, only down four, and it'll be a pass tipped out of bounds by Leakey. It's not getting that JV habit of
getting sloppy
passes.
Yeah.
They ended up on the losing side because of it. So, Mullenkamp will have the ball on the left wing. We'll give it to Patch in the corner up top to Brenna, all the way around to Kira. And that was kind of a sloppy pass there, too, and it'll be kicked out of bounds by Gillen. I think that was a matchup Patch probably wanted Kira against Gillen. I think Kira's probably the fast one out of the two.
Yep.
But it'll go out of bounds, so Kira will inbound, and it looks like Coldwater was getting a 2-3 zone. They'll go back to man after the inbound pass. Val Mullenkamp's going to fire up a long three short from the rim, and Leachy will come up with it. She'll hit and try to get it to Seifring, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll go back to the Indians.
Oh, got lucky there, I think. Good hustle. Good hustle to save an easy layup.
So Kira bringing up 3:43 left here in the Fall of Mechanical second quarter. Val Mullenkamp over to Brenna. Can be tipped, and Kira will come up with it. Kira will then drive the shot to Olivia. Olivia will fire up
another three.
Up. No good. Too long.
Wow.
Two threes in one game.
That's... Yeah. It must be something new they're working on. I don't know. You know, early in the season, I do remember Pat saying she was one of the best three-point shooters in practice, so maybe you thought, well, let's try it out.
Yeah,
nobody's seeing it. We may as well try it.
Especially in the second half, teams are not really looking for it, and that could be an easy 6 points.
Yep. It looks good.
Yeah. Her shot's a good one, so just two long ones, so she'll find it.
Yep.
Vaughn will give it up to Brenna Homan. Brenna back over to Vaughn. Tries again to Olivia Patch, and it's kind of a weak thrown pass off of bounce, and Coldwater will take it away and give it to Leakey. Vivian's still up four here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. She goes to Seifring into Gillen. Gillen will then try to go middle with it, use her dribble and put up a shot up. No good. Good defense there by Olivia Patch.
Yeah, it was.
Rebound by. And she'll give it over to Vaughn. Over to Brenna Homer on the right wing. Brenna will then drive, dish out to Val. Val. And it'll be a pass, and Shira comes up with it, and I think she stepped over and back, but it'll be a foul called. Coldwater's coach not very happy.
Yep.
And Paige Fortkamp will enter for Allie Vaughn.
Yeah, I didn't see the over and back. It was close, I know that, but I didn't see it.
Foul was on Leakey, her first, team's fourth. And it'll be a foul on Olivia Patch. She's an elbow, so.
You know, I don't think if that elbow lands on anything, they should call it. I don't think she hit anybody. Maybe just swatting her away a little bit, but innocent. I guess that's why
Patch is a little confused too, so. Seafring has it. And, oh.
Do you know how you call that? But
I think she had a hand on her hip.
Yeah, that could
gave her a little push. So yeah. She got a clean block. I think it was a little push from behind.
Yep.
She looked straight at Patch and said, I don't think I fouled her. So,
yep.
Seafring will go to the line, shooting two. First one up and good.
So score 14-11, still in favor of the Indians, but they're closing in.
Yep, and I think they're a little bit on, Coldwater's a little bit on a run now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that, 2 points in the first, and now they're at 12, so.
Yep.
10-7 this quarter. Coldwater in favor with it, but they're still down two. Brenna will go up to Fort Camp, all the way around to Balmoran Camp. She'll give it over to Kira. Kira will drive baseline with up no good. Rebounded by May of Coldwater. May, guarded by Brenna Homan. We'll give it over to Steinke. I think she even played in the JV game. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
She'll give it over to number 12, May, back up top to the other May, Allie May. Allie will dribble around, try to get to Gilland, and she does. And Gilland will give it back to Allie May.
They're going to pull it back out and see what they come up with here.
Gilland will drive with on the right side, and she'll throw up a shot. No good. Rebound by Fort Camp. Fort Camp will then... That's over and back.
Was it? I don't know.
Olivia Patch will have the ball out to Fort Camp all the way around to Valmont Camp. Kira has the ball. Up top to Olivia Patch. Olivia will find Val up and no good. Rebound by Gillen. Another good look there by Val. She couldn't make it to go. So Allie May will bring on up. 28 seconds left here in the Fog Mechanical second quarter. Indians up 2, 14-12.
Looks like they're going to take this last second shot.
Courtney May dribbling around. She'll get up to Gillen. Gillen thought about shooting a three, but she threw it over to Allie May.
Yep.
Allie May will give it over to Courtney May. Courtney will give it and she'll double dribble with it.
I was like, wait a minute, didn't she just get done dribbling? I didn't know you could do that twice.
She even smiled out there.
Yep.
7 seconds left. Indians have 5, 4. Kira has it. 3, 2. Kira will pull about 10-footer up short. And that will end their quarter. So a half.
Indians hold on to a lead, barely. But we hold on.
14-12, and we'll be back after this to talk about it here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I bet. That's what it is.
Playing a little bit of a tic-tac-toe game here in half. And
oh, I see what's going on. Interesting. Going to make a shot, and then they get their choice on the tic-tac-toe.
So there's really no... It's no real. It's not going back and forth. It's see who makes the most shots.
Yep.
And here we go. Oh, that's it.
Taylor Seifring gets the win. I don't know who her partner is, but I know Taylor.
A little interesting on their own.
Yeah. I think there might have been a little bit of unfairness there. I'm not sure if she should have waited.
The lady handed her the ball quick, and that's why they... But hey, it's a little bit different.
Yep, something to do at halftime.
Scoring for the Colwire, Leakey has 6, Gillen has 4, and Seifring has 2. As you're scoring for Coldwater, and for the Indians, Fort Camp has 4, Patch has 2, Mount Vile Moin Camp has 5, and Vaughn has 3. So.
A good first quarter, I think, for the Indians. I think, or the first half, I guess. I think the first quarter was better than the second quarter. I think the second quarter, they were just getting, I don't know if they slowed it down a little bit. I'm thinking, keep going. Keep at the pace you were at. And I think they need to get in their faces a little bit more on defense. We'll see how that works.
After one, the score is 7-2, and at half, it's 14-12. So.
Yeah.
Colwire went on a 10-point second quarter, and he needs to put up another 7 spot.
Yeah. So hopefully we can stay close on defense and pull out. We need a win, so this would be a nice win.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think any road MAC games are
never easy.
Easy now.
Never, ever.
Seifring ended them there.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see what they do. Oh, go across.
Oh, and now they're playing defense on the tic-tac-toe.
Thank you to Father Mechanical. Now we're in the Cooper Farms halftime show. Third quarter is Fort Camp excavating. And the fourth quarter will be Fort Cover Insurance.
The old block. She got the block, so nobody wins. Cat dog. They call that cat dog.
Will they do another one? Maybe.
Maybe.
Nope. That'll be it, so.
Nope.
Good game, though. I don't think I've ever seen that being played.
Yeah, I've never seen that. That was fun. I wonder if they pick names out of a hat or if they got to pay to play, maybe, kind of thing. I don't know.
Remember, coming up tonight, boys are at Fort Laramie. And like I said earlier, Petey's probably going to get his 1,000 point tonight. You need to have 20, and Fort Laramie is a little down this year. So I'm expecting it tonight. Hopefully. I mean, I bet it's been – I'm not even sure. I don't think a lot of people have asked him about if he knows how close he really is.
Yeah.
But hopefully tonight he'll break. I probably wants to do it at home, but either way, away or home,
yep.
If it gets to 1,000, that's a heck of an accomplishment for a basketball player to reach 1,000. And he deserves it. I mean, he's one of the heck of a player. And
yeah, he is.
After this year, I bet Bayshore is going to miss him a lot.
Yep, I think so.
And I bet even all Fort Recovery fans will miss him too. I mean, he's a heck of a player.
Yep. He's fun to watch, for sure.
I played with him my sophomore and junior year. And
yep.
He knows the game pretty well, and I think he's for sure going to go on to the next level and play. I'm not sure. I think a few colleges are talking to him, so that's good to see.
I thought he signed with somebody, but I don't remember who.
Is it? I'm not sure.
I'll have to look it up and see.
But... And then next week, the girls will be at Franklin Monroe Tuesday. Thursday, girls host Marion Local. Friday, boys will go over to Marion Local. And Saturday, girls and boys will both host Franklin or Miss Sinwa Valley. I think it's maybe Frank Nate.
What's
that? He's the very top one.
Thomas Moore.
But he's received an offer, but that's not.
Oh, gotcha. They're just interested. I see what you mean. Yeah.
I wonder if he's waiting to see how the senior and see if he's getting better. Or...
Could be. So he really hasn't made a decision yet. I gotcha.
Well, a few colleges are for sure looking at him. He's a heck of a player. He's a heck of an athlete. And, I mean, he can shoot from 3 and he can take it the hole about as easy as anyone can.
Right.
So
right.
Makes the game look pretty easy.
Yeah, I think any college is going to really like having that kid. He's Nice athlete.
Yep, and we're going to take a break here on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We'll be back after this to start the more Camback Skating fourth quarter.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at the Palace. Cooper Farms Halftime Show coming to a close, and we're entering the Fort Camp Excavating third quarter. Thank you to all our sponsors, the quarter sponsors, and all sponsors to make this possible here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio. About to start third quarter, like I said, Colwar will get the first possession. And it looks like both all starters for both teams will start the second half. And we're underway here in the Fort Camp Excavating third quarter. Indians up two. May will dribble around, give it over to Leakey. Leakey will then drive, dish off to Gilland. Gilland will then find May, Allie May, and she'll dish off to Harlem, or it'll be stolen away by Val Wallenkamp. Val then travel with it, and it will go the other way.
Oh, I think it's calling a foul.
Oh.
He sure did. I didn't see a foul.
I seen, like, Val Mollenkamp, like, the ball was, like, in between her knees.
Stuck between her hand and her knee.
We'll take it.
We'll take it. We got lucky, I think, on that one, but we'll take it.
So the Indians will inbound on their own basket. Kira will get into Val Mollenkamp. She'll hand it off to Brooke Collig. Over to Kira, into the corner to Val Mollenkamp. She'll get it to Vaughn. Vaughn will then drive, put a crazy shot up, no good. Rebounded, and he'll go out of bounds. So he'll go back to Coldwater.
That's what Allie does. When she drives, you don't know what's going to come out of it. You know, come out of it. That was a good aggressive play, but just misses that layup or a hook shot or
whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Leakey will be guarded by Kira. She'll give over to May of Coldwater. She'll get a screen by Harlemer, and then May will fire up a three up, no good, and
Gillen
will save it, and Indians will come up with it. Up to Kira, up to Vaughn. Vaughn will then, and she'll try walk. Oh,
another foul. Oh, wow. Got lucky again, didn't we?
I thought she traveled.
I did,
but
too.
So the Indians will inbound it again. 14-12 here in the Fort Camp Excavating third quarter, 6:50 to go. Mollenkamp will give it over to Collig into the corner to Olivia Patch. Olivia will give it off to Vaughn. She'll give it over to Kira. And then she'll hand it back off to Vaughn. It's a lot of around the arc. And yeah, I think Olivia just walked with it. Yeah. We're getting pretty lucky here in the second half.
They have stepped up their defense, too. They are definitely in our face a little bit more this quarter.
They're more in it. I think they're in the zone. They're in the 2-3 zone now. I don't think they were. I think they're in man-to-man that whole.
I knew something was different. I just didn't know what.
Kira will fire up a three and up no good. And Vaughn will come up with the board on the backside. Up and good. So now it's going to be a lot of three-pointers for the Indians. I mean, that's where you're going to be open for, because up top, there's only two people on the very top of the key. So Leakey will give over to May, all the way over to Gillen, and she'll fire up a three, and that's going to be a foul on Gillen. So I thought they were going to call a foul on Patch.
I did, too, the way she had her arm out there.
And I bet Brian would have went nuts.
That little arm bar she had out was... Hey, if that's how you keep them off of you, if you can get away with it, go for it.
And Indians will get back. Kira Wanda will give it over to Valmo and camp into Olivia. Olivia will then try to get to Brennan, which she does. Brennan will pick up her dribble, dish out to Balmoin Camp, back up top to Kira, all the way around the Brown on the left side. We are in the Fort Camp X-Wing.
Three.
Third quarter, and Balmoin Camp will fire up a three, and it's good. So that'll be her second three of the game, and it gives the Indians a 7-point lead here in the Fort Camp X-Wing third quarter. 5 minutes left to go. Gillen will get the ball inside, and she'll be blocked away by Olivia Patch.
I think that's Olivia's third block on her this game, so...
Olivia's had her number, and it needs to come down. Brenna Homo will fire up a shot. It'll be short, and it'll be a foul on Val Mollenkamp. Her first, team's first of the half. So
you can tell Val and Gillen know each other. Val was first one to pick Gillen up off the floor and give her a big hug. So
these teams know
they know each other.
Yeah.
If they don't know each other, they're related.
Yeah. And most of them probably played volleyball against each other.
And with each other.
Yeah.
Club. They're always playing with each other.
And it'll be a push. Wow.
Hardemer gets a foul.
That'll get out on us, too. I mean, we're getting lucky calls here right now.
Yeah, we are.
Few subs for Cole Wire, and looks like Brian Patch is going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here at the Palace here in Coldwater, 19-12. Indians up 7. Val Mollenkamp will get it into Kira, and we'll
see if the Indians can keep
building
this lead.
Val Mollenkamp has the ball on the left wing, and she'll give it up to Brenna Holman all the way around to Kira Wendell in the left, the left corner. Kira will fire up a long two, up no good. Rebound by Kira herself, and she'll get out to Brenna all the way around to Vaughn. Back to Brenna on the right wing. All the way around to Kira in the left corner. She'll get it into Vaughn. She'll find Olivia Patch on a good pass, and Olivia will dish out to Brenna. Brenna will set her feet, thinks about three, but she doesn't shoot it. Ball will go all the way around to Kira on the left wing. We'll give over to Brenna Holman on top of key. And it'll be... We're just passing around the arc right now. I'm getting out of breath talking. And Brenna Holman will get the ball up top to Val Mollenkamp. Val to Brenna, over to Allie. Allie at the free throw line, dish out to Val, wide open. Val Mollenkamp up and bounces around, no good. Rebounded by Colwar. Good look there, yep. Diana. And
yep.
Val's been known been to shoot hot, threes, yeah. And she's been hot tonight, yeah. Or was, today. So
it was a good time to shoot it, I think.
And Colwar will come down, and Seifring will get wild over by Vaughn. And so Seifring will step to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, looks like Paige Forkamp's going to come in and replace Allie Vaughn here in a minute. Maybe Allie, I assume, with that being her third foul.
First one is up and good. Seifring so far is 3 for 3 at the line. Second one up is good, so she'll make it 4 for 4. Probably not the one we want to foul.
Nope, definitely
late
not.
Late game.
Definitely not. I'm sure Brian's got that in his head.
So innings will get back. Forkamp over to Brenna Holman. She'll give over to Kira all the way around to Brenna on the right wing. Brenna back up top to Kira. And she'll try getting the Val, force pass, and be on the ground. It'll be Colwar will come up with it.
You just force those. Can't force those. You got to wait until they're open. I don't know this game, but I do know that. Goodness.
Hallie Mae will give over to Gillen, all the way around to Paige Seifring. It'll be tipped out bounce by Forkamp, and it'll stay with Colwater. Needs to have a 5-point lead here in the Forkamp exiting third quarter. So, Leechy.
Oh, get in her face, Liv. Get in her face. And cannot Gillen. Let her shoot.
Gillen will make
happens.
A three.
That's what happens when you give them 5 minutes and you know, three head spaces. That's exactly what happens. We got to get in her face a little bit better.
And it'll be out of balance by Brenna, and it'll stay with Colwater. I'm not sure if they count that three for Gillen is a two.
Oh, okay. It looked like a three, so. Yep, you're right. They did want to give her two.
So, they'll get into Gillen, and she's right there, wide open in front of Val Mollenkamp. And that will give Colwar only down one now. So, Brenna Holman will give over to Forkamp all the way around to Day. She finds Val. Val will bring it back out to Brenna all the way around to Forkamp in the right corner. Finds Val in a cup and no good. Rebounded by Molly Steinke. Steinke will give over to Leakey, and Colwar will get a chance to take the lead. Probably first time.
Yep, I think
I'd
so.
Have to say. Yep. So, Leakey will fire up a three. She's been hot so far, and she stays hot again.
She can just pop and drop, can't she? Wow.
Yes, I mean, that's the heck of a shot. Yeah, good-looking shot there. And the Colwar Cavaliers get their first lead in the day, 21-19 here in the Forkamp exiting third quarter, minute 33 left. Forkamp will dish out to Day on the right wing all the way around to Forkamp. Indians are just looking out of sync. They're not really getting any,
yep.
I mean, a few good looks inside, but it's been throwing it across court like that.
Yeah.
It's really not, I mean, we're not making the smart passes.
Right.
That's what JV struggled with today, too.
Yeah, hopefully we can figure out how to score on this zone that they're running, because it seems to be
That's what I think Colwar realized. I mean, if we don't get the ball inside, we're going to struggle shooting from three. And that's how they got back into this game.
Yeah, and their game plan is working.
So Brooke Cogg will have the ball, gives over today to Forkamp, and that's a lot of shoot. I mean, this is Patch's shooters are in now, Day, Kira, and Brooke Colleague and Fort Camp. I mean, this is here we go. Another three from Kier, and it'll be short. Rebound by Fort Camp, and it'll be a foul on Day, I think. Or no, it'll be a foul will be on Olivia Patch pushing the girl out of the way. And
wow. Too bad, because that was a great putback by Paige Fort Camp.
For sure. Colwater will bring it back up. Allie Mae will give it over to Gillen. You better get up in her face.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Get up in her face.
Gillen was not scared to shoot, and Leakey's not scared to shoot.
Nope.
Luckily, Leakey's on the bench now. Nice. And Bracaglia forces a steal, and Fortin comes up with it. She'll throw right to Seifring to hand off to Gillard, and she'll give it to Steinke. Steinke then will be fouled, so she'll go to Hall Brothers. Free throw line for two.
Looks like maybe Paige Fortin got that one. Yeah.
It's not a lot of luck there. I mean, the ball was on the floor a few times, and for recovery failed to gain possession.
Yep.
So Molly Steinke will step to the line. Her first one is up and is short. It's the front of the rim. It's kind of like a laser beam right
there.
Yeah,
it was. It's a little arch.
So Steinke will get her second. Up and short again. So Indians will come up with it. Brooke Collig will get it to Kier Wendell, and Indians down two with 20 seconds left here in the Fort Camp exiting third quarter. Olivia Patch will then lose it, and it'll be off Olivia. I mean, I think that probably would give her a foul on that one, and she kind of reached across the body.
Yep. But no call.
So Allie Mae will bring it up. She'll cross over and give it to Harlemer, wide open under the basket. And that will end their quarter. Coldwater on a run.
Yeah,
up
they are.
Four. We'll be back to start the Fort Camp or Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter right after this from Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the Palace. Start the fourth quarter. It ends down four here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Thank you to Fort Camp Excavating for the third quarter. And Balmore and Campbell start the quarter in scoring with a two-point basket for the Indians.
And Indians are going to give some little full-court pressure. We'll see if we can't come up with something.
And Gillen will get to have the ball, and she'll try to dish it over to number four, Gear. She also played in the JV game, and it's stolen away by the Indians.
Brooke Collig made a great play there.
Brooke will get it to Kier at the Vaughn, and then Balmore and Campbell lose it, and it will go out of bounds, and then we'll go back to Coldwater. I don't think Indians have shown much of a press until about now, so see how Coldwater responds to it.
Yep. See if they can handle the ball.
May will get into Leakey, so three-point shooter is back in the game for Coldwater. Leakey will give over to Allie Mae. Allie will drive and dish off to Harlemer. She'll lose it, gets it back, and Harlemer will be stolen away by Paige Fortkamp. And the ball is thrown away by Fortkamp, and Coldwater comes up with it. Gear has the ball, top to Allie Mae.
We're trying to force that ball out. We just got to hang on to it, let things clear out, and
I don't think Coldwater's so much of a press center at all, so it's just they're going to get back, so just holding the ball. Coldwater will pop a shot. Gillen will come up with it, and Harlemer will get the loose ball. Leachy will fire up a three short in front of the rim, and Val Mollenkamp comes up with it, and she's on the run.
I think Leachy's shot got blocked a little bit.
And Allie Vine is jumping up and down and thought she was wide open. And but Val Mollenkamp will sing a three, and Val's on a roll.
Val's on a mission to win. She wants to win, so she's going to take them shots and good shots to take.
And Val has 5 points already in this quarter, and we're only about 40 seconds in.
Yep, got to love that.
And Al will also give the Indians the lead back, and Brennan Homan will check back in for Brooke Collig.
She just gets her first foul? Is that her first foul? think so.
Yeah. So it looks like Cole Wire is going to take a timeout to talk about the press, and we'll be back after this. Be back here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Open house at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at the Palace in Coldwater. Indians up one here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. And Coldwater's going to throw a Hail Mary pass to Leachy. When she gets in, she'll put about a five-footer up and good. So Leachy will get
her 11 points. She's a nice little player. Kiki.
Ooh. Yep, and Kira will throw a shot. It's no good. So, Coldwater, we get back.
And they're up one.
Now it's back and forth between both teams, and May will get out to Gear, and she'll hand it off to Leakey. Kira's got to stay close to her. She's a three-point shooter, and Gillen's a three-point shooter. So
got to stay in their face. Nose guard them.
Gillen will hand it off to Allie May. Allie will give it over to Katie Leakey. Leakey will then drive, and she'll be fouled by Forkamp, giving her a little body. So she'll go line shooting two.
Did he give it to? Yeah, I thought he gave it to Kiki.
And actually, the foul was on Kira. Yeah. I don't know.
I think she got her from behind because I think Paige's was blocked. She actually blocked her, but Kiki got her from behind. So
Leakey will set the Hallbrothers foul line. It's the first one is up and good. So
she's got her 12 points. She's a nice player. Don't miss much, does she?
Nope. From free throw line and from the outside. So Leakey will get her second. Fires up there and it's good. So she'll have her 13th point so far today. And it gives the Coldwater a 3-point lead here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Brenna Holman will give it over to Olivia Patch. Then she'll fire across court to Allie Vaughn over to Kira for a long two up and good. 2-point basket, Kira Wendell.
So her first 2 points.
Haven't said her name much today.
Nope. I think she needs to shoot more. She's got a beautiful shot.
So it brings the Indians deficit to one. Leakey will be guarded by Vaughn. They'll double team her, and she'll give it over to Gillen. Gillen back over to Leakey. 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Leakey calling out play. She'll go to Allie May. May will then get screened by Harlemer, and she won't use it. Guarded by Brenna Holman. Gillen will hit the ball.
Sure are taking their time, aren't they?
Yep.
They do have the lead by a point, but
they'll get into Harlemer. Harlemer will turn around in the middle of the court, and she'll miss it from about 5 feet. And Baumwankamp comes up with it. She'll hit Brenna Holman. A lot of bodies on the floor. Olivia Patch will come up with it, and it's good.
I don't know what was happening going down the floor, but there was bodies just falling. They were just falling.
About three or four of them on the ground at point in time. Gear will give out to Allie May. She might have walked with it, but no call.
They've been calling them tonight, so, you know.
So May will have the ball. 4 minutes left here. Indians have a 1-point lead.
Ava Gill will post
up no good. A wide open layup.
It was. We got lucky because we kind of let her go there, didn't we?
So Kira Wendell will give it to Allie Vaughn, and she'll then lose it, and the body's on the floor.
Again,
Allie Vaughn will come up with it. Oh.
Timeout, Brian. How did he get that timeout? I'm not sure how he got it, but we'll take it. She almost had possession for a minute.
And discussion, and this is giving Patch extra time because he hasn't made the count to give it.
Right.
So it's going to be about 45-second timeout for Coach Patch, and they'll take it. Remember, coming up tonight, Bayshore's boys will travel to Fort Laramie to take on the Redskins, and Redskins are, I think they're a little bit down this year, but there's still, it's a longer court. I mean, I think that's a college court, so it's...
Is it?
It's,
I didn't know that.
It is a longer court, so we'll see how the Indians come out tonight in the,
yeah,
off an upset last night.
Yep. They need a win to boost their confidence a little bit, I think.
Yep, and I think, I'm not sure how the junior high boys did this morning, and I think the both the boys and girls swimming are at Jay County right now.
Yep, they are. The MAC meets at Jay County.
And Brandon will turn it away to Coldwater. A lot of sports happened today in Fort Recovery.
I'll see if I can get a text out to see how the swim's going.
Steinke will give it over to Leakey, over to Allie May. Allie will get it into Gillen, and she'll be fouled. So that'll be Fort Recovery's sixth foul. We're in close to 1-1. So Coldwater will inbound into their own basket. Gillen will give it back to Allie May in the corner. She'll drive right past Fort Camp, and she'll then be fouled. Her defense is getting a little sloppy now.
Yeah, Liv got there just a little bit late and got a foul there. So got a third foul, I guess.
So I think Allie May is stepping to the line to shoot two. First one up and good. So first time stepping to the Hallbrothers foul line. And the second one is also good, so that gives
Coldwater the lead, 29-28.
Yep. So, Fort Recovery bring it back down. Val Morgenkamp has the ball, top of the key. We'll give over to Kira Wendell. I think both leading scores tonight. Val Morgenkamp has 13, Leakey has 13. Fort Camp's long three up and good. Nice. 3-point basket, Paige Fort Camp.
She had a lot of time to take to shoot that, too.
Set her feet and then fired it up there.
Sure did.
That gives the Indians a lead back. Gillen will give it over to Allie May.
About 2.5 minutes left to go.
Back over to Leakey and Coldwater will decide to take a timeout. Any more things to talk about? Remember, coming up next week, Tuesday, girls are at Franklin Monroe. No JV game. Varsity is a WPGW simulcast. And then Thursday, girls will host Marion Local. We'll have that here on Fort Recovery Radio, along with Friday's boys at Marion Local. And then Saturday, the girls and boys both host Mississippi Valley. And both varsity games will be simulcast by WPGW Rob Weaver. So it's probably better listening to him than any of us, so.
He does a pretty good job.
Yeah, he does.
And I don't know. I think people are just happy we're here doing it.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I don't think anybody really cares. That's what Sydney always said. Doesn't matter. As long as you talk through it, people can hear it. Especially grandmas and grandpas out there that can't come, and they like to listen, so.
I would say it's about both, even on both sides for crowd.
Yeah.
Good showing by both teams.
Yeah. It's a lot of Indians over there.
Yep, and I bet most of them will be traveling to Fort Laramie tonight to watch the boys.
Yeah.
And we'll get back underway. Coldwater will have the ball. Leakey will pop a shot up and good. She got past her defender.
We need to put some defense on that girl.
And now we'll tie up the game with 2:19 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Balmore and Campbell give it over to Kira. Over to Val in the short corner, and she'll find Olivia Patch about 10-footer up. No good. Rebound by Coldwater. So 2 minutes left. Tied up, 31 all. Allie May will give it over to Leakey. She'll get a screen by Gillen. She won't use it. Gillen will be wide open for three. It's short, and she knew it, and she'll get her own board. So Gillen will give it over to Allie May. She'll give it up back over to Leakey. Probably Leakey, and I bet the offense has to come through Leakey and Gillen. So they're both pretty good three-point shooters, and they both know how to get to the rack.
Yep, that they do.
Allie May has the ball, and she'll fire up a three. I think that's her first one today, and it's no good. Rebound by Gillen, and it'll be a foul. I wonder if they'll give it on the – it'll be a 1-1, but I wonder if there'll be two shots. It'll be a 1-1. I think it was on the floor.
Yep,
1-1. That'll be Olivia Patch's fourth foul. And Patch is keeping her on the floor.
Yep, may as well. Got a minute and a half left to go.
So Gillen will go to line shooting – 1-1, her first one up and too long, rebounded by Ali Vaughn. So Indians got lucky there.
Yep. So we'd like to see.
31 all. Val Mollenkamp has the ball top of key. We'll give it over to Kira Wendell. Over to Paige Fortkamp.
What's the game plan here? We're going to score quick, you think? Or?
Oh. I don't know.
Why are we doing that? You know, why are we doing that?
Okay, traveling violation. That is the right call. I mean, yep, Ali Vaughn was rolling around on the floor.
Can't roll around on the floor. Not sure why we're doing that.
To be honest, anyway, like either way it went, jump ball or travel, it would have went to cold water.
Yep,
so
doesn't matter.
I bet Patch would rather have be a jump ball just so we get the next one, but they call it travel first. So Colwar will get back. Ali Vaughn, or Ali May of Colwar will give it up to Gillen, and she'll give it to Katie. I bet they're going to wait for that last second shot or get some time off. 47 seconds left, 31 all here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter, and it looks like Colwar is going to take their time. They're going to call a timeout.
Yeah, they want to talk about it. 39, 38 seconds. They want to talk about it. So
we're actually going to take a timeout break here in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance is our sponsor. 31 all. We'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the Palace here in Coldwater.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Harold Philly real quick. He just texted me. He is in Bonita Springs, Florida.
So, I think him and Bubba are both in Florida. That's all I've seen in Snapchats, back and forth with Bubba.
Well, big shout-out to you guys. I don't know why you would miss out on this balmy weather up here in Ohio.
Freezing and snowing.
I mean, like negative one on Wednesday. I mean, what more could you ask for? So shout-out to you guys down in Florida. So,
Allie, man, I mean, we're missing them at the desk, too.
I believe. We need their lucky charms.
Yeah. Leakey will give it over to Seifring. 30 seconds left, and Colwar will wait for that last second shot.
Yep.
Oh, now May's going to pull a shot, trigger, and makes it from three.
Indians got 18 seconds to get three. Colwater's up three, so we're going to take a timeout.
Coach Patch will call a timeout. Remember, coming up.
I do have some swim stats if you want me to go over those. It looks like Cassidy Martin won the 50 freestyle. Owen places second in the 100 fly. Shelby Stahman gets fifth place in the 200 IM. Josh Gonzalez, third place in the 200 free. Nolan Toby, fifth in the 200 IM. The girls 200 medley relay placed second. The boys 200 medley relay places third. And the boys team is in third overall. The girls team is in third overall. So it sounds like they're doing great. Ava Bupp also got first in the 200 freestyle. So those are the updates I got for the swim team. Yep. Sounds like they're doing a great job.
Great job over at Jay County.
Yep.
Seems like every Bupp name out there is a good swimmer. Yep. Alexis and Ava, and I bet the two younger ones, or I don't know how many younger ones they got, two or one.
I think it's just one. Ava and Audrey. Audra left, so.
I bet Audra's going to be a heck of a swimmer, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's that Bupp name there.
Yeah. Autumn Burke has gotten third place in the 100 butterfly, too. So I think they're going to keep updating me and let me know what's going on, and I'll just update you guys as we go.
15 seconds left here at the Palace. Indians down three, have the ball in front of their bench. Let's see if this play out balance after timeout will be more successful than the last one, Diana. I mean, the last one we've kind of just threw it in Gillen's hands.
Yeah, we did. So we'll see how this goes. 14 seconds left to go. See if we can get us a three.
I imagine the ball has to be going probably to Val Mollenkamp for three, and they gave it to her, and she'll pull about 10-footer up, no good. Rebound by Val Mollenkamp, and then she'll throw it right out of bounds where nobody's standing.
Yep, nobody's there.
Usually, most of the time for especially Patch's offense, there's always somebody in the corner, and Val threw it, and sure enough, there's nobody there. So Indians off 4 seconds to... I'd foul right now.
Yep.
Foul right now with no time.
Yep, I agree.
Foul. Someone foul.
Yep. Just don't even let the ball get in.
Foul, Kira. Oh. A good second go off the clock.
Yep, don't let him throw it in, right?
I don't understand why most... I don't know if they try to go away from that, or I don't know what they tell coaches, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I would foul right when the ref hands it to him, just go up and clobber one of them.
Yeah, you don't want to take any time off that clock.
No, you want to... They're going to score, let it be no moving clock, so...
Yep.
Indians down three. Seifring will go... May will go line missed at four camp, and...
Brian wants to take a timeout. 1.7, what do you think?
Probably had to throw...
We'll see.
It's probably going to be off a... Probably someone's going to go off a double screen in the backcourt, and then they'll probably... Val will go off a double screen in the backcourt, and then they'll throw like a little bit of a Hail Mary pass to Val at the three and see if she can get it off. Yep. And we added 2 seconds, so we added a .3, I think.
Okay. We'll see. Got a couple more swim updates. Owen Sheridan, third place in the 50 freestyle, and Aiden gets seventh, so... sound like the Sheridan boys are doing good. And then Rachel Atchison, 11th place in 500 or 53. So
all good. I mean, they're all
that's the MAC meet.
Pretty dang close to all above third place. So I mean, especially from MAC, I mean, that's pretty dang good.
That's real good. We'll take it. I agree.
Not sure how the junior high boys did this morning here at the Palace. I mean, there's a lot of 4 recovery, 7th and 8th grade boys, and then JV and varsity girls. So
yeah, I don't know anybody in the junior high to text. I'm not real sure of any people down there. So my kids are all, I mean, high schoolers now, so I don't know anybody. So
and he's got 2 seconds, and Val Mullenkamp will get a screen, and they'll try to Hail Mary pass it here, and he'll be kicked around, and that's going to end it.
Yep.
And Coldwater escapes. A 34-31 victory. We'll be back to talk about it after this here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
This is Brandy Brackman with Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help increase your power, strength, and speed in order to get you back into the game. We are located at 1100 Commerce Street, Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at the Palace. Indians lose a tough one, 34-31. I'll go over scoring after the next commercial break, but the Indians do fall after a good start here at Coldwater. Leading score for the Indians, I think, was Val Moore came out at 13, and Indians just ran out of time at the last second. I mean, they had a chance for three. And I just got a text from Jeff Wendell. 7th grade boys lost, and 8th grade boys won. 8th grade won 43-39, and the 7th grade lost 33-28. So, sound like two pretty good games here before the girls' JV and varsity action. Hopefully, we can maybe get Coach Patch up here if he comes out quick. But we'll be back after this commercial break, and I'll give you stats after this here on 4E Recovery Internet Radio.
Don't miss the annual Shane Long Scholarship Fund Chicken Dinner coming up on February 8th before the boys' basketball game with St. Henry. The dinners will be served in the high school commons from 4 to 6 p.m. and include Romer's delicious barbecue chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll. Tickets are pre-sale only and are $8 each and can be purchased at the high school office or from any traveling tribe member or Fort Recovery boys basketball player. The proceeds benefit the Shane Long Scholarship Fund for a student from Fort Recovery and a student from St. Henry and also the traveling tribe. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and get to the gym early for the St. Henry basketball game. It's the annual Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner on Friday, February 8th in the high school commons from 4 to 6 p.m.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at the Palace. Indians lose 34-31 to Coldwater Cavaliers. Scoring for Coldwater, Leakey had 15, May had 5, Harlemer has 2, Gillard had 8, and Seifring had 4 and 4 for recovery. Fort Camp had 7, Tier Wendell had 2, Patch had 4, One Camp had 13, and Vaughn had 5. Scoring for the JV comp or JV game for Coldwater, Gear had 2, Shelby Gear had 5, Smith had 3, Deuce had 3, Bruns had 4, and Snikey had 2. All JV players for Coldwater scored, and for the Indians, Guggenbiller had 3, Gruby had 2, Lupo had 5, and Hope Wendell had 5. So that's your scoring for both games. JV game, they lost 19-15. So Coldwater takes 2 from Fort Recovery here today at the Palace. We'll give Patch a few more minutes. They see if he'll come out. I see Coach Vaughn. So hopefully Patch will be out here soon to talk to me a little bit about the game and see what his thoughts were about it. Like I said, 7th grade boys lost, and then the 8th grade boys won. They're two close games, so congrats to the 8th grade to beating Coldwater. I know they're a pretty good team, and the swimming's going well over at Jay County. So we'll see if Patch comes out. And he's not. I don't see him yet, so we'll give him a little bit more time and see if he'll come up and talk to us. If not, we'll see. We'll talk to him next after the next game, which will be next Tuesday. The girls are at Franklin Monroe. There's no JV game. Varsity is a WPGW game. Thursday, girls will host Marion Local. Then Friday, the boys are at Marion Local. And then Saturday, girls and boys will host Miss Sinwall Valley. Not seeing Pat, so we're just going to end it from here. Girls, JV won. The varsity falls to Coldwater. We'll be back tonight at Fort Laramie while Coach Bayshore's boys will head over to Fort Laramie. Remember, the freshmen will play before at 5 o'clock, and then JV and varsity will follow after that. So, good to see you from the Palace, and we'll be back later at Fort Laramie.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
My plan was...